You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Unbelievably lovely place. I highly recommend it.
15 minutes?
Yeah. It is a small plane, so it was a particularly bumpy ride yesterday, which was a bit, you know, your heart's in your mouth a little bit. But no, 15 minutes by plane. It was awesome.
And you said the city was really beautiful.
Yeah, whether you'd call it a city, and maybe technically it is a city, but it looks like a town, you know. So it's got a great heritage-looking courthouse, but it's got a lot of modern facilities. It's incredibly clean and tidy. So, no, I love it. Looks neat. I'm going to have to come back for a visit.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess the first news of the week is the oil and gas exploration permits being banned. Do you have anything to say about that in terms, I know you're not regional development minister, but New Zealand First has said that they will fight for the regions.
Well, and we did. And so what we did was, they haven't been banned. What they've done is there'll be no more block offers. So what that means is that we're not going to be giving out any more opportunities to get any more exploration licenses, right? So that's the first thing. So it's about exploration licenses. The ones there are currently, I can't remember how many exploration licenses there are right now, but they are in play. So they haven't been banned, they haven't been cancelled, they are in play, and they can still use them. And then when those people who have the exploration licenses, if they find something, they still have the opportunity to apply for a drilling license. So that hasn't gone away either. What it says is that this government is signalling that we have to move to an economy that is not based upon, drill it, pump it out, and away we go. We have to shift. Everybody knows we have to shift with regard to our climate change commitments, or just for the planet generally. So this is a signal that we're going to shift.
So it is more symbolic than it is practically physical at this moment.
It's an indication that we're not going to allow anybody else to go out and try and look for more fossil fuels or to see if we can, dig anything else out of the ground. It's certainly, and New Zealand First made sure of it, because, this is a transition economy that we're in. And it takes about between 20 and 30 years to get something online anyway, if you're talking about, offshore gas or something like that. So we wanted to make sure that, one, people know we're changing, there's not going to be any more, but we certainly didn't want to destroy communities and give them a major shock. So this is a long lead-in period to a transition economy.
The other thing that's been happening in your world is the teacher title bill. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bill that was actually put on the ballot in my name. And so once you become a minister, you're not allowed a member's bill. So Jenny Marcroft very kindly took over that bill for me. I sort of explained it in my video blog where it came from. What we have seen over the last 9 years particularly is we've seen a government that said in early childhood teaching that actually we don't need trained and qualified early childhood teachers, so you don't have to have them all inside your early childhood education facility. We've seen a government that said they opened up a series of schools and said, well, actually, you don't need to have a trained and qualified teacher standing in your classroom, so we're going to give you the ability to opt out of that. We've seen a government that has, through Teach First NZ, allowed graduates, after a six-week Christmas course, to be teaching apprentices in the classroom. Now, people might all be fine with that, but my point and the point of my bill is the fact that they are not trained and qualified teachers. And I believe, as a parent, I would like to know if the person standing in front of my child or talking or marketing themselves as a trained and qualified professional is exactly that. That was the point of the bill.
Is this about demarcating between institutions?
No, it's about recognising that trained and qualified teachers have done years of training, particularly ECE and primary school teachers, have done years of training to understand how learning happens. Now, everybody seems to be focusing on, well, if I know how to do something and I show you how to do it, then I'm teaching you, right? But the trained and qualified teachers in ECE and primary school they've had to do their whole first year on how does oral language happen? Because oral language, and how does that connect to the written word? And what do you do if there's some neurodiversity? And what do you do if actually you've got this child challenged by this? They have to understand the process of learning. That is completely different than me just showing you how to do something. So what I was seeking to do, and maybe it's the wrong method, I'm open to that, that's fine. We've had a very interesting conversation take place since that bill got pulled from the ballot. But what I was trying to do was get the recognition for early childhood teachers and primary school teachers particularly that they deserve. They've studied, they know, they are highly qualified professionals, and their title should be able to give them that status.
It is absolutely a profession, I agree, and it needs to be validated. I think some of the criticisms are more about, I saw Nikki Kaye wondering whether dance teachers and so on would then be removed as being called teachers.
Well, I think it's very interesting because dance teachers and that at the moment aren't covered by the Education Act 1989. And that bill, I believe, this is my understanding, it changes the Education Act 1989. So I'm actually going to go and seek some advice about whether what the National Party is putting out is even within scope of the bill. Because what my bill does, or what Jenny's bill does now, is just change the Education Act 1989. So I'll go and find that out now, because I'm not confident that what they're saying is actually the reality. However, if you are a dance instructor, do you see that as somebody who is different from a dance teacher? And if you do, what difference does that interchange of words mean to you?
Fair enough.
See what I mean?
Well, I guess it becomes, when you're talking teaching and teaching as a profession, that also includes, like you say, learning how children learn. And it isn't simply instructing a certain skill, which can be done in any area or institution. That's
exactly,
what you mean.
You know, because we've had parents as first teachers, for example, has been a thing, right? And that's when parents actually, through play centre, you learn certain skills and so on, and you actually say, well, okay, you when you're putting out your washing, you say to the children, you go and get me 3 yellow pegs. You're actually just taught 3 things. You've taught yellow, you've taught 3, and you've taught pegs.
And what pegs are for?
Yeah, right, okay, 4 things. But I guess what I was trying to do was actually to give those people who had studied the fact that they understood that that was exactly what you had done. I was trying to give them the status that I believe they deserve, and it's been sort of whittled away over the last 9 years. But having said that, listen, it was an idea, and that's what members' bills are for. They're to put out an idea, to try and address something that you think needs to be addressed. And then we have a conversation about it, and it may be that it's not the right way to do it. That's okay too. I do find the viciousness with which some people have attacked Jenny Marcroft over being the, you know, having her name on this bill, I find that very, very interesting. And considering we've got, you know, Anti-Bullying Week coming up in May, I think this country needs to have a really strong look at how we decide to criticise people.
Maybe that should be a new members' bill. No, but I think you're right. In terms of validating teachers or validating a certain skill or profession is really important. Yeah, my question would be around, does this mean that it invalidates other teaching or other learning, whether that be outside of the profession?
Well, I thought it was, I think that's really interesting, because when you're at, people at university, are they lecturers, are they?
Yep.
Right. So are they invalidated if this changes? Because they don't call themselves teachers. They deliberately call themselves lecturers because they see that as having a different status. If you think about those with a PhD, they call themselves doctor because they see that as having a different status. I'm really interested that a whole lot of people don't want this particular profession to be able to have this status, that they all want to use it. I think that's been very, very interesting.
Does this mean teachers will get a pay rise?
They're not. The two things are not connected.
Okay.
But nice segue.
All right. All right, we can leave it there. We can talk about pay rises another time.
Okay.
Have a good day, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.